Blog Talk Radio.
Standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road. When the world is on your shoulders. When your back is up against the wall.
To the hills, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which has made heaven and earth. Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, your host and director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Thank you so much for tuning in to our talk show tonight. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. And once again, thank you for tuning in to our weekly broadcast. Tonight we have a special guest that will be giving us a wonderful testimony, and I'm going to go ahead and bring her on, and then I'll be asking her some questions at the end, but I know she's going to be, she will have a powerful testimony for you. Her name is Doris Boyton, and her husband transitioned about a year and a half ago. But I'm going to let her tell you her story in her own way, and I'm sure we will be blessed. Doris?
Thank you, Mary. Good evening, ladies. Pray that you all have had a wonderfully blessed day. It has been a year and 7 months since my husband, Starrett, passed. As you all know, after losing a loved one, especially our spouse, we are at a very vulnerable time in our life, and that allows Satan to try and slip into our lives and cause us to lose faith. When I feel like I'm losing faith, God reminds me of his word in Luke 22, when he told Peter, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. This me know that just like Jesus interceded on Peter's behalf, he intercedes for me. He intercedes for us. Jesus goes before his Father on our behalf, and knowing that brings me peace. Peace to know that with me each and every day, and no matter how hard my days, I can't lose faith because because he's right here with me. And I can have faith in knowing that he will always be here. He will never leave nor forsake me, and he's near to the brokenhearted. Prior to my husband's passing, he retired in January of 2014. I was still working and had about 5 more years before I could retire. I know people leave jobs for different reasons, some that sound logical and some not so logical. But with 5 years left before retirement, I left my job because God was calling me for intercessory prayer. I had 25 years at the post office. I prayed and asked God, "Lord, is this really you, or do I just want to be home because Starrett is retired?" I had a list of people that I was already praying for daily, and it was becoming a little draining. So I told Starrett God was calling me for intercessory prayer, and I couldn't commit to the time I needed to pray because working long hours at the post office, it would just be too much. He said, "If God is calling you to do this, I can't stand in the way." So with 25 years behind me, 5 years left to retirement, I left the post office to answer God's call. Starrett and I both committed to intercessory prayer for several hours a day. We were enrolled in seminary school. We hosted Bible study lessons at our home on Saturday mornings, and we were just looking for God's will. The thing I didn't know at the time was those 5 years would be the years that I spent with Starrett before he would succumb to his cancer. God had a plan. Had I stayed at my job, I would have been retiring the year he passed and would not have spent that time with him. Starrett passed June of 2019. I would have retired in July of 2019. Had I not listened to what God was calling me to do, even though at the time it didn't sound like a logical thing to do, I would have missed 5 precious years. I thank God for each and every day of those years that he allowed us to share, not knowing what our people could help. I say all of this to say, have quiet time with God every day so you can learn to hear his voice, because even as widows, he still have a plan for us. On the call Saturday, some young lady saying how she had learned to do her own patent. Some other ones were saying how they was generating a maintenance list. Use the gifts that God has given you to help bring others to him, because no matter how young or how old you are, if you are a willing vessel, God will equip you to do what he is calling you to do. And that's my testimony, and I thank you all for being able to share it. Back to you, Mary.
Wonderful, Doris. You know, every time when I hear these testimonies, I learn more about our widows than I knew. And like I said, telling that testimony, I didn't realize that, what had happened. Just, you had briefly told me some things, that you had lost your husband. But I had, hearing that story about, it's amazing how God order your steps. And we don't know why things happen, but you were able to really see that those last 5 years was very precious. And you did exactly what God wanted you to do in the time that you wanted, he wanted you to do it, because you can treasure those memories of those last 5 years. So that is truly a blessing that you were able to hear him and your husband too, and stepped out on faith and just do what he wanted you to do. And
absolutely.
I saw the importance of the time that you shared with him.
Yes.
So that is a wonderful, wonderful, very touching story. But I do, you have told some other things throughout. You have been with the ministry pretty much for, I think, almost a year now, isn't it?
With the Widow's Ministry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's been a little bit over a year, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thank you for introducing me to the Widow's Ministry.
Excuse me? I didn't hear that.
I said, I thank Peaches for introducing me to the ministry.
Right. I'm looking at the numbers. I wonder if she's on tonight unless she's using a different number. I think that's her number there. Yeah. Because I told her that you were going to be, I found out later that the two of you, you know, she was the one that referred you and you knew each other or, you know, began to knew each other. I think both of your husbands are laid to rest in the same cemetery.
I think her husband passed a year before mine, but Peaches and I used to work together.
Oh, work together. That's right, because she did work for the post office. That's right. Okay, that's how y'all met. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I think I see her number. She's on the line. But you also told us some things throughout our meetings, different things when we talked about different things that the widows are doing. And you mentioned a couple of things, if you don't mind sharing. If you don't mind sharing about the instrument that you've learned to play during this pandemic. And also, you said that you are a part of the intercession prayer, but I think you also been taking some ministry classes. So if you can tell us a little bit more what you have done or doing since your husband transitioned.
Okay. Since my husband has transitioned, I originally started taking classes at the senior center out here in Fayetteville. But since the pandemic hit and the center closed, we do continue to do our dulcimer class, which is it's a lap guitar. We continue those classes virtually. The classes that the seminary school that my husband and I both had enrolled in, I did finish up those classes in June. We had our ceremony in December, but I didn't attend the ceremony. But what I'm doing now is my church, we're starting a grief ministry, a virtual grief ministry, and it'll kick off the second Thursday in February. So I'm putting together a grief journal where we will have scriptures to look at each week and kind of reflect on how God is speaking to us through those scriptures. And that's one of the projects that I'm working on now. Another project that I'm working on now is doing a Through the Bible in 365 Days podcast.
Speak a little louder for me, Darren.
What I'm working on now, another project that I'm working on now is a podcast titled 365 Days Through the Bible in Chronological Order. So those are the two things that I'm working on now, the grief ministry and the podcast.
Wonderful. And tell us a little bit more detail about the podcast.
Okay, the podcast is where I just sit and read the Bible in chronological order. And I do it on the podcast. I haven't opened it up yet because I'm trying to get my days and everything caught up. So hopefully I'll be ready to release it the first week of February. But since I'm sitting here reading and studying every day, I just said I could just read the Bible on the podcast where you can go in and just listen to the Bible read daily, being read daily.
Okay, wonderful. That's wonderful. I might join you on that.
Okay.
Let me know when you get started so I can, support that effort and join in with you.
I sure will.
Yeah, I would like to definitely, participate in that because I'm trying to be better in reading the word. Not just verses, but the chapters, the whole chapters and everything like that. So I'm trying to be a better servant and learning the word better than I have. So that's
okay,
a great one.
I would definitely let you know.
Yeah, wonderful. And you also learn how to use to play an instrument.
Yeah, that's the dulcimer. That's the lap guitar. We still practice that every Wednesday through Zoom. I'm still attending the lessons, and I think I'm gonna stick with it until I want to learn how to play Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I can learn to play Amazing Grace, I'm gonna continue to take the classes. But it's getting to be a little overwhelming to commit to the practice every night.
Oh, okay. So that's wonderful. You're keeping yourself busy. During this pandemic, we have to keep our minds and bodies active.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's because if you can wander, your mind can wander off into things and things that will discourage you, depress you, and also that you get into that dark place. So it's so important to keep your mind and your body and spiritual soul busy because, it'll cause us to deal with fear or emotions or whatever. So you're doing a great job as far as keeping yourself busy. I mean, it's only been a year and a half since your husband transitioned. So I know it's still a journey.
It is.
All of this.
It is still a journey. And it's to the point where even today when I was just thinking about doing the testimony, sometimes I see myself being stronger than what I really am, and other people may see me as being stronger than what I really am. And all day today I was telling my daughter, it's just been a very emotional day today. And she said, well, was it because of your dental appointment? What kind of medicine did they give you? I said, no. I said, it was just the fact that I just been thinking about the testimony all day. I think about Starrett all the time, but I never just think about him to the extent I did today. And it just made me so emotional. And I was like, wow, I just can't shake it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to have to push you through that.
No, it's okay. It just shows me that, I'm still on this journey too. And no matter how I try to pretend I'm strong, I do still have weaknesses.
Oh, yeah. And you will continue. Like I say, it's up and downhill. It's like a roller coaster ride. Sometimes you're strong and sometimes it will knock you right back down. So, you are still new in this walk. So don't beat up yourself because of how you felt today. You knew that you were going to be doing this testimony, so all of those feelings just came up because you had to think about your husband and think about details of what happened. So just knowing that this is okay. You'll feel better tomorrow. When you go to bed tonight, you'll feel okay. So those emotions will, you will always think about him and have these emotions from time to time. But you'll feel better. It's just the idea that you have to, talk about him and think about things that you probably haven't thought about recently. So that is okay. It is okay to feel that way. I know a lot of people talked about and told you and told me that I was strong, but they didn't know what was inside. They didn't know when I was alone with the kids, when the kids have gone to bed at night. So, you're trying to be strong, but, those emotions knock you down. You just have to be encouraged and lift yourself up.
I will.
Yeah, so it is okay. It is okay how you're feeling tonight. But like I say, you'll feel better. Like joy comes in the morning, and you'll feel better in the morning. Just knowing
thank
that God
you.
Is there. God is appreciated that you were bold enough to do this testimony and then talk about your husband. So, Peaches, you on the air. So I'm gonna. Peaches, is that you right here? Wait a minute, right
I
here.
I don't know. Yeah, I am on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I just clicked you on. I thought that was your number. Well, thank
Doris.
You so much for referring Doris to the ministry. Yes. So one day I'm going to call on you for a testimony. But I know
now
you're a little bit. Excuse me?
She went before me and she encouraged me, and I am so, you did a great, great job, Doris. Very
thank
beautiful.
You. Thank you.
Very beautiful. I'm trying to text you now, but I will call you afterwards.
Yes. So, Peaches, just get ready for your testimony one day when I feel that the Lord wants you to make that step out on faith and give that testimony to us. But thank you so much for referring Doris, because, like I say, you know, that we have to look out for each other. So, you know,
yes.
and that's the way to do. We all are in this together. So we have to be
yes.
there for each other and keep
yes.
praying for each other. And for
absolutely.
Each other's strength, because like I say, it's like we have to have that shoulder.
Yes.
Shoulder to lean on. I mean, even if it wasn't a spouse, mother, son, daughter, whatever, you know, you need that strength, that person to help you along the other way. And that's what God wants us to do, encourage each other, love each other, and encourage
yes.
each other. And I thank you for referring Doris, and I thank Doris for being so faithful and doing this testimony tonight. And
yes.
thank you both.
Absolutely.
I'm sure everybody on the line was encouraged by your testimony.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And thanks again. Thanks again so much.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read a couple of things about fear, and then we're going to end it tonight. But I want to make an announcement. I am without a cell phone right now, and I wasn't able to text everybody. So, but I'm hoping that I'll get my new cell phone by Thursday or Friday, and I will text and let you remind you. But we're having a guest speaker next week, and her name is Bishop Frances B. Mills, and she is the pastor of Tabernacle of Faith Christian Church in Decatur. And you guys do not want to miss her. She is awesome. And every now and then, she hasn't been on for a long time, but whenever I ask, I bumped into her to the store a month ago. And I said, "Oh, Pastor, I mean Bishop, Mills, I need you to come back on the show." She said, "Just let me know," and she just went on about her way. And I texted her the other day, and she said, "You know when?" And then I gave her some dates, and she's coming on the 26th, which is next Tuesday. But don't miss this show. Because she is a fire, I call it fireball. She is amazing. And she's going to come on and encourage us and pray for the widow. So spread the word to anybody else. But I should be able to text everybody and let everybody know by that time. Because I'm hoping to have my phone in the next few days. Because I'm lost without my cell phone. I'm so glad I got my landline to be able to make phone calls. I want to just mention about dealing with fear. Don't let fear rob you of your potential. Don't let it stop you from pursuing your destiny. The believe God for great things, then step out and attempt to do them in his strength. And Doris, that's exactly what you did. And you will, and you will succeed. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When God is the source of your strength, you can face your worst fears and overcome them. So just know that. And don't, I know you all, I know all of us going to be in front of the TV tomorrow, waiting to see the inauguration of our new president, Biden, and Vice President Harris. And I am excited, and I'm sure you are. When you go to bed tonight, pray for their safety, that God will be in divine order for this inauguration, and we will be proud and happy because we were a part of it. We turned Georgia blue, and God has just, God is showing up in his own way. So just pray that everything goes well and all of them will be safe during this ceremony and on as they can start a new thing and also put this nation back together again. And that is all I have for tonight. Be blessed and just tune in again next week. Don't miss it because you're going to enjoy her encouragement, Bishop Mills. I will end with Charles Jenkins again. Keep the faith. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, stay. Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith. Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.